What an icon. Hey everyone, welcome to an all new episode of Social Blend with your host, George Frank. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm so sorry I was not here last episode and I had to cancel the episode. I was feeling horrible. So I came home from being away and I'll tell you about my trip, but like my whole family was like very concerned because it was almost like, they were nervous. They're like, okay, please don't tell me you have that virus that's going around. And then I'm like, I don't think so. But I got the flu shot. So I'm like, I don't know. So I was very nauseous. I felt like I was going to pass out. And I looked up like the corona beer virus symptoms. And that was one of the symptoms. People are falling down. A lot of people are falling down. And I was panicking. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I would get up and I would feel nauseous. And I'm like, great. Like, this is not good. Like, a lot of people are freaking out about this. And then here I go having the virus. And knowing me, I would probably say nothing because I would think it was fine, just a cold. So I'm back. I'm better than ever. And a lot of people would be scared to say that. Has anyone seen that TikTok going around with that girl Rosa? That's like, a lot of people would be scared to say that. A lot of people. I love it. Okay, so anyway, the song you just heard was called Stupid Love. And it's by Gaga, and it's coming out tomorrow. It's coming out Friday. So everyone, please listen to it, buy it, stream it. It sounds like a great song. I should not have that song. And a lot of people are probably wondering, how did you get that song so early? Well, I know Gaga, and we've been acquaintances for quite some time, over 10 years. So, you know, I was able to get it a little early, but I love it already, and I'm very excited for it. I'm joking, it was a leak, but I'm so excited for it, and I'm excited for the new album from Gaga. Like, I was just thinking about the other day, like, this might be my last album where I could, like, be a fan. Like, I have a lot of stuff that's going on. Sorry, I'm, like, burping. I think I had Brussels sprouts, so now I'm, like, burping up Brussels sprouts. Amazing. That's like my new favorite vegetable, just saying. Anyway, like this might be my last time. Like I'm 23 years old and I just feel like, you know, I'm focusing a lot around myself and my family and like focusing on our future and like what are we doing in our lives. So like, I really can't think about being a fan anymore and like watching the award shows and like doing all that stuff. I can't keep up with it anymore. So, you know, I do it to just one. I do it for Gaga, but you know, it's coming to a point where it's like, maybe I'm not going to buy the album one year. Maybe I'm just gonna, you know, stream it and call it a day. Like, I don't know. So, but I'm very excited for this album. You know, I'm excited to stream it, buy it, blah, 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 and just support. But yeah, so that's it. I was just thinking about it the other day. Like, damn, like, I don't know. This might be my last album with her. So it better be a good one. So yeah, again, it comes out Friday. And also the video comes out with it. So Friday at midnight. So I'm excited for that. All right, next, I went to Vancouver and Seattle this weekend. It was so much fun. I had a great time. And I was, wait, did I say this weekend? Was it this weekend? No, it was last weekend. I'm acting like, yeah, I wasn't feeling well last weekend, so I didn't record. So last weekend, I don't know, whatever. I went to Seattle and Vancouver. I went to Seattle first to visit a friend for her birthday. And then we drove to Vancouver, Canada, which was great. And it was a fun experience. I've never crossed the border before, so it was very interesting. Very white, I know. But very interesting to cross a border. And it was fun. And I loved it. And the scenery was just like, holy crap. Like, I can't believe this earth has so much beauty to it. It amazes. And every time I travel, and people are always like, how could you afford it? And how, like, what do you, like, why are you going to all these places? I'm just like, number one, you have to look for good flights and you have to look for deals. I never book a trip that's expensive. I'm like, I don't just go online. I'm like, well, I'm spending $1,000 on airfare. Like, that's not me. I'm like, I'm spending $100 on airfare and calling it a day. And I don't care if it has different seats. Every seat is a different color. Or if it's all the same colors. I'm going to go on that plane for $100. Yeah. So, I do very affordable travel. But I'm still bougie. Like, I'm very bougie. And I need, you know, that upscale and great living and blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to travel, I'm very, like, you know, I'm okay with living freely. Like, to me, that's the whole part of the adventure. So, we went there, it was very fun, blah, blah, blah. We stayed in a hostel and, like, honest, so, okay, my... The worst hostel I've ever stayed at, I always thought was in the U.S. But Canada might have been the worst hostel that I've ever stayed in. So I've never been to a hostel that was not clean. Every hostel I've been to is clean and a good hostel and not bad in price. They range around probably 20 a night to sometimes 50 if it's like a weekend. But this one that we stayed at, it almost felt like a dorm room. And then the bathrooms. Okay, so hostels are like you share a room with multiple people. In this case, I just shared it with my friend. It was just us two. We were able to get a private room. So it was just two, you know, bunk beds, which was awesome. Usually it's like four people, sometimes six people. It could get a lot of, you know, a lot of people. But yeah, so we were able to do that, which was great. And the bathrooms were very, like, I thought I was in a school bathroom. That's the only part I didn't like. Because usually, like, you're getting out of bed, you're going to the bathroom, or, like, you're getting changed real quick and running to the bathroom. And then it's like, oh, not feeling it. The best hostel I've ever stayed at ever was in Mexico. Oh my gosh, beautiful. And it was the cheapest hostel I've ever stayed at. I couldn't believe it. So yeah, that was that. Also, there were so many vegan options, both in Seattle and in Vancouver, Canada. If you guys are thinking about going to Vancouver, Canada, or Seattle, Washington, and you are vegan, I promise you, you will not starve. There's so many good foods. One restaurant that we went to, they had almost zero options. So I think I got like French fries and like, I just was dipping it in ketchup. But even the fries were so good. They had rosemary on it and all this great stuff. So I was never deprived of food or anything like that. I bought way too much at Pike Place Market. But honestly, like those, like everyone at Pike Place Market, they're small businesses. They're just trying to promote their products. And I was so happy. I got jams. I got oils. Some were sent to my house because I only had carry on. I'm sorry, I'm burping. I don't know if you heard it. Anyway, so the jams are so good. Okay, so I got garlic jam. I got pomegranate jam, which was amazing, and a spicy jam. I put it on bread, guys. I put the garlic jam on bread. Oh my God, it was so good. And then I got oils. So these oils are like the truffle oils. I got fig oil. I got, what other oils? I got so many different oils and they were just, I'm just thinking about it right now. I can't wait to eat it. So you could either put it on food, vegetables. I'm just imagining like, oh, I got a garlic oil. Oh my God. I got a lot of garlic products, but I'm just thinking about vegetables with this garlic oil all mixed up. I cannot wait. Maybe even Brussels sprouts. What else? Okay, then when we went to Vancouver, Canada's known for their poutine. Now, being vegan, I was like, shoot. I'm like, the gravy's gonna probably be beef gravy. And, of course, they're gonna put the cheese curds. We went to this place. They had vegetarian poutine gravy. which means no beef. And gravy is made by broth. So it was a vegetable broth gravy. So I was able to have that with the fries. And then I just told them no curds. It was so good. It was so good. Like, I think I got 5 orders of poutine. It was just amazing. Then we went to this all vegan restaurant called Meats. In Vancouver, they have 2 locations in Vancouver alone. Amazing. What a great, great, great restaurant. They had amazing poutine. There a lot of options, a lot of great food. I wanted to have one. I was like looking at the menu and I'm like, can I have one of everything, please? Because it's amazing. And then what else? We walked up. So we went to Stanley Park and we went hiking, which was awesome. We did like 8 miles. And once you get to the top, it's this beautiful view of Vancouver and North Vancouver. So the view was of North Vancouver, but then once you go to the other side, you could see Vancouver itself. Beautiful time. I loved it. Everything was great there. The only thing I hate about the West Coast is no Dunkin' Donuts. I love Dunkin' Donuts, and I need Dunkin' Donuts in my life. So by not having Dunkin', that means I have to get Starbucks, or I have to go to their other places. They had a place called Woods. That was good, but it wasn't Dunkin'. I was freaking out inside, but I didn't let it get to me. It was only like 4 days, but oh my gosh. I was like, how could they not have a Dunkin' here? Like, I feel like the East Coast were so like, we're all so into Dunkin' that like, we don't realize that other places don't have it. So that was my time there. Then this past Friday, I went to see Post Malone with my siblings and my brother's girlfriend and my brother's girlfriend's brother. An awesome time. We had a great time. We went to this restaurant beforehand. They had amazing food and vegan options. We went to the Wells Fargo Center in Philly. Post Malone is the nicest and probably the best artist I've ever laid eyes on. He is just amazing. So down to earth. He's funny. He just doesn't care. I love, like, he was doing some dance moves on that stage, and I was just like, I love it. I love it. And also, thank you to StubHub for giving us the backstage passes that we got. And it was an all-time just great show. I loved it. I loved him. We had a nice suite. Didn't include food, though, but it was a nice suite and great seats. So that's that. Next, we have topics, and first, we'll start with the Jersey Shore. So, the Jersey Shore season 4 premiere is tonight at 8 o'clock. So, definitely, everyone, watch it, get them the ratings. It's a great show. Honestly, it's better than the original Jersey Shore. Now, okay, wait, I'm sorry. It's Jersey Shore Family Vacation, so it's still the cast, but they're all grown-ups, and now it's more of a family vacation instead of just Jersey Shore. So they don't always go to the Jersey Shore. But it is so funny. Like, they're all so grown-up now that it's, like, so much fun to watch them. And, you know, they're so much more classier than they used to be. And, like, it's just, it's a great show, and I love it. Every episode, I am rolling and cracking up. Like, they always have me cracking up. All right, next. Buy your scarves, buy your masks, because the Corona beer virus is on its way and it's spreading in the USA. I am triggered. I'm scared, but I'm hoping it's not as serious as we think it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's serious, but I hope it's not as serious as they are making it seem and that we are thinking it is. It's when I see things like this, it's scary. Like, watching it on the news, and I'm like, another 1,000 people have just been confirmed, like, that they have it. Like, it's a scary, scary thing. And especially me, who travels a lot, like, that's not cutting it. Like, I love to travel, and this is not helping. And you know, I'm just gonna say it. October, I booked a trip. Well, I was gifted a trip to China. And we booked it. And then suddenly January comes and shit hits the fan. And now there's this virus going around and it's all over China and everyone's dying. And now we're like, uh-oh, what do we do now? We were going there as a group for this big tour and we were going to go see the Great Wall and I think Bangkok and a bunch of other cities, Shanghai. Wait, no, that's India. I don't know, a bunch of cities. And anyway, now I'm like, I don't know about this, but I'm giving it 5 months. So I'm giving it until May and then I'm going to make my final decision. But it's still, it's a scary thing. Like, this is scary. All right, next, American Horror Story season 10. It's not a trailer, but they kind of just said who was in it, and Macaulay Culkin is joining the American Horror Story family for season 10 with Sarah Paulson. So Sarah, we didn't have Sarah Paulson last season and it showed. Anyway, we have her this season, and I'm so excited, and I'm happy she's back. I just wish we had Gaga back on the show. She was so good with Hotel and with the other one. I don't know what that one was. All right, next, we have, so everyone knows, I don't know if you don't know, Mulan is the Disney princess. She is now, there is now a life, how do you say, a live, I guess live action? Yeah, a live action movie coming out, I think this May. And they just had like an interview with People Magazine. They had a $200 million budget and they said it's Disney's riskiest move they've ever made in history. They've never had a movie that they put this much of a budget on that didn't have success yet. Like Avengers, I feel like is different, like it hits different. And suddenly, like, whoa, I was just like, $200 million? So I hope it does good for Disney because, well, look, it won't be a loss, but it'll still be something where it's like, damn, like, they spent a lot of money and didn't get it back. So I can't wait to see it. It looks like a great movie. And I just found out that Disney, in his will, wrote that every Disney movie needs to be remade every generation. So every new generation that comes, a new Disney movie has to be made, which is why they're making the new Disney movies now instead of a cartoon, a live action. They have to keep up with the times, and he wanted to keep telling the stories, and I thought that was so interesting. Okay, next, if you were watching The Bachelor, did you guys not see this past Monday that they were looking for seniors for love, like seniors looking for love? So now I'm thinking, are they gonna have a bachelor or bachelorette that is like a senior show? Like, are they gonna have it where it's a senior bachelor or bachelorette? I was like so concerned over that. I'm like, what is going on right now? But honestly, sounds interesting, and it's almost gonna be like The Housewives. If we have a DILF? Is it DILF? A DILF with a bunch of MILFs? Oh my gosh. What a show. Anyway, I'm going to tune in regardless. And I do want to talk about The Bachelor, but I'm going to probably have some guests on to talk about it with me. We'll do like a quick little segment about it in the next week, I think. Maybe. I just don't want to give up anything if someone didn't watch or anything like that. I feel like that's it. That's all the topics we have. I talked about everything. I'm going to be in Florida this weekend. I really need a tan. It's really bad. I'm never this pale, and I'm really concerned. But I'm going to end the show with a quote of the week, and that's, some days are diamonds, and some days are rocks, and that is from Tom Perry. And, you know, I felt that so much. So, other than that, I hope everyone has a great weekend. Buy and stream Stupid Love by Lady Gaga. It is out Friday, and if you are listening to this on Friday, hello, the song is out, so go and purchase it. Have a great weekend. I'll see you next week. Bye.